Many farmsteads are no longer active. Some have buildings still standing, but vacant. Others were bare ground 100 years or so ago and have become bare ground again. It's interesting to sit and listen to the stories that come from people that used to live on those places. What memories! They're the stories of the old threshing crews where farmers got together and went from farm to help each other until the harvest was in. They'd work and eat together. Maybe we're missing something. Old memories are important. Back in the Bible, God instructed people to maintain their memories. When the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land, they crossed on dry ground. God divided the water for them. He instructed them to carry some rocks out of the Jordan and make a rock pile on the shore as a reminder of what He had done for them. That rock pile served as a monument of God's blessing to future generations. We should remember God's blessings too. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
9/11. The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Inform Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You. And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, here on Wednesday, November 27th, 2024, the day before Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. May you eat twice, not just once. And then may you have leftovers after that. And enjoy your weekend as well. In the year of our Lord, 2024. I've been discussing the United States. We have aged out. We are going to be timed out very shortly. We as an empire have become ruthless. We have become, the term would be, a monster. Something that we've morphed into a society, a culture, a country, like from what we used to be, what we began as, we have now matured in a horrendous way. We become a society of death, a society that is insane, especially the rulers of the land, not all of them, but for the most part, the majority. Power has corrupted. These people, wealth, power, position, they're not going to leave that structure of government that they have been protecting forever. Those that are in power presently, those that even left during the time of Obama, they are still active behind the scenes. Those that were forced out of power when Donald Trump became president the first time, they're still in the background. Robert Mueller, he's still active. Obama, absolutely still engaged. But America, we have aged out. And I'm reading an article out of thehill.com, Mark Toth, 11/15/2022. The rules-based international order is ending. What will replace it? We know what's going to replace it. It is this new international world order that has been put in place by Vladimir Putin, and then Putin working with Xi Jinping, the concept and the reality of a BRICS network of nations, or a group of nations of five countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, which expanded to 10 more nations, which is expanding to probably an additional 9 nations by the end of 2025 or more. A multipolar world. And there are two thoughts. There's a new multipolar world, which is in direct conflict with a unipolar world. The unipolar world is the American hegemony, is American, is empire's world. The unipolar world is a Rockefeller plan for world hegemony. It's called the New World Order. The unipolar world is the New World Order. It's a family plan. It's a plan of a family, a ruling family from the West. That began to take power and authority back in 1870s, 1880s. The family, Rockefellers, John D. Rockefeller Sr., owned New York City by 1889. And by the first part of the new century, 20th century, I say at the latest by 1910, they pretty much owned the United States of America. Then their objective, which really was, you might said, put into sixth gear, was in the early 70s. With the oil embargo, we went to a petrodollar. At the same time, the Trilateral Commission, three centers, economic centers in the world, in Asia, Tokyo, or Japan, Europe, England, America, Washington, D.C. Then you had, for domination, in the late, during the, at the end of the Reagan administration, you had the concept of PNAC, Project for a New American Century. What century was it? Not the last century, this century. We had the opportunity to rule the world, and should we allow that opportunity to pass us by? No. And Vladimir Putin has been interfering with that objective. And also Donald Trump. Donald Trump is still a major, a continuing threat to American world hegemony. We're trying to, there's a group that is trying to take over the world, to rule the world, and Trump is saying no. I guess in a sense you could say that Trump is saying we're going to isolate ourselves from dominance. We will be a power. We will remain a power. We will continue to protect the interests of the American people and the interests of our society to exist in the future, but we don't want world hegemony. Well, that is not the rules-based order scenario. I'm going to be back to continue. America has aged out. What is going to replace our rules-based order? What is going to replace American world hegemony? This is where we are right now.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev Show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360KHNC.com. It could change your life.
Money, over, money, over, money, over, money, over.
I'm going to talk over the music that you can hear, and I'm going to talk over this. I'm going to continue. A rules-based international order, it's ending. What's going to replace it? We know what's going to replace it. It's the BRICS concept, the BRICS nations. There's nothing that we can do. Trump, Obama, when he returns, nobody is going to stop this new international world order. It cannot be. It's the new order that is coming. The rules-based international order has ended. There is a new order in the world. It's in the Bible. I've talked about it before. Going on with this article, he presents it in a wonderful way. Indeed, one might even say, as did the Italian political theorist Antonio Gramsci, in the similar auspicious interwar period, quote, "The old world is dying. The new world struggles to be born." It's a struggle. It's a war out there. He says we might be tempted to conclude, as did Gramsci, that this is necessarily a terrifying time. It is. He said it's a time of, quote, "a time of monsters." You have two great monsters competing with each other. The old international order and this new international world order. The world is in the midst of a great war taking place between the unipolar West and the multipolar nations of the world. And who's coming out on top? Who's going to win this battle? Who's going to have the jaws or the teeth on the throat of this old order? Vladimir Putin is the individual that is responsible for this implementing, employing, engaging. He has engaged this new concept of nations of the world from in the global south, in the global east, working together against empire and the Five Eyes network, against secret societies in New York City and in London, against ruling families, Orsinis out of Europe, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers out of the U.S., along with the Carnegies, these ruling elite. These are the Caesars, the modern day Caesars of the world. He says, while it's a time of monsters, while they're fighting, it shouldn't be at all surprising. Rules-based order, like all international orders, is simply moving through its natural life cycle, born as a truly global system in the aftermath of the Cold War. That was then an ambiguously liberal international order that flourished during the ensuing unipolar movement. With no variable competitors, we had no competitors. America had no competitors. Not Russia, not China, not any of the nations of Europe. No nation in Africa or in the global south. We had no competitors. Born as a truly global system in the aftermath of the Cold War, what was then an ambiguously liberal international order flourished during the ensuing unipolar movement. No variable competitors. The liberal norms and ideals of the Cold War sectors sufficed and animated the institutions of global governance as never before. We were global governance. China and Russia said, no, no longer. 2022, no, you are no longer the nation that is going to govern the nations. You're not going to hold the forums. You're not going to put together these treaties. You're not going to use the United Nations to rule the other nations. Your hegemony is over. It was declaration of war, February 2nd, 2022. It was a declaration of war. All the nations of the world understand it. The American people don't. The American people don't understand the gravity of what happened when Russia and China agreed to partner to this partnership. It meant the end of empire, the beginning. The foundation now is crumbling. There's no holding it up. There's nothing to support the unipolar world any longer. Nothing can save the United States. But is America going to go down swinging? Absolutely. We're not going into the dustbin or into the landfill of history without putting up a fight. Who's going to put up the fight? The American people, we're going to be held hostage. Our children are going to go to war with the nations so that empire can exist. We are watching. We are in the midst of the final throes. The death throes, not final throes, death throes of the United States of America. These people that rule this country, no one, no nation, no people, not God himself is going to interfere with the power of these families. But China and Russia, they said, Henry, you were warned by Henry Kissinger, don't force us into a partnership. Kissinger warned you, whatever you do, Pentagon, powers of the West, whatever you do, don't bring an allegiance. Don't bring these two nations together. Don't allow them to partner up. Brzezinski, this is what he feared too. Well, it's too late. Empire, the Rockefeller family drove Russia and China to embrace a partnership and to declare at the Beijing Olympics 2022, February 2nd, we are declaring war on the United States of America. This is why we're in Ukraine right now. The only way to dissolve this partnership is to destroy Russia. Even if we do destroy Russia, the partnership and what has happened is already been triggered. India, China, Brazil, South Africa, the Global South, Brazil, the Global South, the Global East, and the Empire in the Middle East, they will be successful against America's hegemonic future objectives. We've aged out. I'll go on. Born as a truly global system in the aftermath of the Cold War, I found my spot. America, basically, reached full maturity in the area of hyper-globalism when liberal norms and ideals related to free markets, democracy, and human rights. These were embedded in and promoted by the international organizations and non-governmental organizations alike. I state this, that these NGOs are not NGOs. They are non-government organizations. Don't think they're not government, part of the government agencies. They are. There's no such thing as an NGO. It's an NGGO, non-governmental organizations. All of these together have had its grip, the arms of the octopus, the arms of the multi-Shiva, multi-headed Shiva, the multi-armed Shiva, and the multi-headed Hydra, keeping control of the continents of this world. It's ended. The now rebranded RBO then entered its elderliness, or this time of old age, in the early 2010s. The rise of China, the relative decline of U.S. power, COVID-19 pandemic, repeated financial crises, the accelerated trend toward decoupling and deglobalization, all have acted like corrosive acids following our institutions of global governance that were erected or renovated in the heyday of globalizing liberalism. And now, this rules-based order is in the death throes. To be sure, there are those who cling to the idea that the old order can still be salvaged. But they are largely whistling past the graveyard. This is why I've been stating, even before I started radio here in Colorado, while I was doing radio in Las Vegas, Nevada, that the demise of America, I'd even thought of writing a book, which it's just been something I thought of. There was a book, The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. And I thought, where's going to be it? We're in the time of the fall, the rise. We have peaked, and now we're on the other side of the peak. We're in the time of America's demise. This is back in the turn of the century or before, and you could see the culture imploding. You could see the rise of these sociopaths, the time of the end of the Reagan administration, like with the Bushes, Wolfowitz, these people in the Pentagon, Moshe Aarons and Haig, and the end of their... You could see that this country was doomed. At least I could. Assuming that we survive this monstrous time, which we won't, we can't, the old order is beyond salvation, even if the new is still struggling to be born. We are in a time of monsters. Look at the people in this country that are fighting Trump. Would you consider them to be tame creatures or monsters? Assuming that we survive the monstrous time, there will be a new world. What will this new world struggling to be born look like? I'll tell you what it's going to look like. Christ said that these kingdoms are all corrupt. They must all be destroyed. Not only America, but the British, the French, all of these corrupt, and it's in the Bible. Leaders of the world are corrupt. They're all going to be removed. Who's going to remove them? Jesus Christ will remove them when he returns a second time, and he will establish a millennial kingdom. This is what is going to replace not just empire, but the other corrupt cultures, nations of the world, the leaders who are corrupt.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673. 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
So we're watching and we're involved in the shift from the rule of empire over the nations to the new international world order. With this new order, it's going to reflect a more multipolar and a multi-civilizational distribution of power. You see, the nations are tired of being dictated to and sanctioned into oblivion, and they're tired of having American forces in their countries, overthrows of their assassinations of their rulers, the overthrow of their countries. It's not going to be built by Washington. It's not going to be a reflection of American values and interests. As this new order emerges, and it's already begun, not just not in the coming years, but it's begun already. It's going to reflect the combination or synthesis of the national visions of various great powers. So in other words, the global structure is going to change to a combination of the cultures of Russia, India, Brazil, China. And in the article, he's saying that what are these new norms and rules and institutions of global governance? What are they going to look like? Well, again, he says it's going to reflect the values and interests of the countries such as China, India, and Russia, as much as those of the United States. Then, secondly, the new international order is going to be more minimalist than its predecessor. It will be less the product of a single vision and more the lowest common denominator of several competing visions. And this is exactly what has been happening in the BRICS countries. You see already Xi Jinping, China, has decided that they want to be the big dog, to be the one who has final say. And all these other countries have said, wait a minute. No, you, China, are not going to be have the final say on anything. We're working together as a group. The group, not only the initial five BRICS nations, but now the other additional five, and the other nations that are wanting to be included in this new economic system, they are also saying many of these nations have felt, you know, China's dumped billions of dollars into their economies, and in return, China wants to control what happens in those economies, own their ports, own their water and sewage, their infrastructure. And China, you know, what happens? Chinese people, they move into these countries. And what happens? China says, okay, we're going to do this, but you want to open the bank? Okay, but we'll loan you the money to open the bank, but we want, on the board of 12 directors, we want to hold 7 positions. It's the way China's doing it. These countries are saying, no, we won't allow this. We'll work together, but we want to rule our countries and not be dictated to. We're tired of what America has done to us. We don't want you to do to us. So the article, again, was out of thehill.com. Name of the article, "The Rules-Based International Order is Ending. What Will Replace It?" Mark Toth, 11/15/2022. And it was just 6 months after Russia and China signed this partnership. And Toth, he understood the administration that was in power understood. The European nations, they realized what had just happened. It was an open declaration of war against America or against the ruling West, especially empire, by Russia and China. And Russia and China said, we're going to set international policy. The nations are tired of empire deciding, dictating what is going to happen internationally through their rules-based order. Rules-based international order. No, we don't want your order. We have a new order. The nations in Europe, they understood what this meant. And it went over it wasn't really except for the intellectuals basically in the country, no one really understood what had happened. They didn't realize the gravity of Xi in China, and Xi in China and Putin in Russia bringing their economies together. And then what was it, less than 20 days later, Russia was forced to move troops into Ukraine. Why? The United States CIA were pushing to bring, hoping to bring Ukraine into NATO. Vladimir Putin did two things strategically. Move the troops in. Secondly, Klaus Schwab said, you are no longer part of the World Economic Forum. Vladimir Putin said, thank you. Thank you. We have our own economic order in place. We don't need your occult, deep satanic order. We don't want any part of it. We have our another order economically, and it will survive. It will protect all these multipolar world countries from you, from Schwab and the West. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez Podcast, 1360KHNC.com podcast section to the Present Truth site.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360KHNC.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Save a broken heart.
Well, Eli is here. And who is Eli? The new international world order, led by Russia presently and China, India, Brazil, South Africa, some of the new members, and the coming additional members of the BRICS nations, BRICS Plus. That is Eli. This is the replacement for empire. And as American people, it's something that we have to, number one, understand it, to realize that just like the Roman Empire, it ceased to exist because of sexual perversion, because of lawlessness, because the emperors went insane, they were mad. History does repeat itself. The same thing with Greece. When they began to worship other gods, Rome and Greece, when they began to worship these gods, these idols, believed that they were gods. And these people do believe in this, these ruling people, they believe they are gods. They believe that they have the right ordained by God to rule over the masses. They're servants. They don't realize, they don't like that word, servant. They are to be the servants of the people of the country. But they don't view it that way. They are the gods. They are important. Their children are the ones who are going to rule. Eli has already come onto the stage. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, open declaration, and the nations, the leaders of all the nations, prime ministers, presidents, governors, whatever you want to call them, they were, you might say, shocked, mortified, petrified. They were like, whoa. And why do I say that? Whoa. Because they realized and they understood Vladimir Putin's plan. And they understood, and it wasn't really, at that time, the strategy was there, but it wasn't discussed openly like today. They'd already been discussing destroying the dollar to take the world off of a petrodollar currency system. And by destroying the dollar, they use the same rule books or the rule of law or economic principles that the Rockefellers have always used to control America. They use the Rockefeller banking system, the laws of their economic strategies, which are different from that of the U.S. Treasury. Rockefellers have a completely different way of using money than the American Federal Reserve. Some of the techniques are employed in the Federal Reserve. These techniques that the Rockefeller use, these go all the way back to Babylon, ancient Babylon. Debt. Keep people in debt. Like the Germans, the word for debt in Germany is, guilt. No, I didn't. Debt is guilt. And this is how America / Rockefellers have ruled the world, through debt. We'll loan you, but you got to pay. Extortion. Everybody's using the way, every technique of extortion possible. Like the mayor in New York City wanting to add a tax for people that drive through into New York. What is it, $9 a car a day? That's extortion. I lived in Las Vegas. Everything in Vegas is extortion. The city's always looking for a way to extort money out of the doctors. Oh, we just have a new tax. How many employees do you have? Well, for every employee, we're going to charge you $100 a year per employee.
That's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 1, America's on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program. On Sunday from 10 to 1 on 1360KHNC.com, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I'm debating whether to do a live program Friday. I'm not sure. I will replay this program most likely Friday if I don't come in. This program I'll probably repeat tomorrow. Decisions, decisions. But have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Have the greatest Thanksgiving you've ever had. Be safe. The truth, Christ did say, as difficult as it may be, the truth sets us free. What does truth set you free from? Lies. Lies, if you live a lie, you will grope in the darkness. You will... It will cause great harm. But the truth, if what I'm presenting, and I'm presenting what is being presented in a different way. This country has gone down, has become a nation that is blind, a nation that is perverted. We're becoming more perverted. One of the signs of judgment for any nation is the sex sins, as the perversion in the sexual realm increases, the judgment descends upon that country. And the other thing too is idol worship. The greater the idol worship, the faster the judgment comes. You take idol worship and sexual perversion, blend them together, you're going to get the, like they term, cyclone bomb. You're going to get a cyclone bomb, all right, and that is not going to be snow or rain. It's going to be judgment, devastating judgment. That is the future for this country. The nations are not going to be able to carry the weight of the sin and the evil of the United States of America much longer. If Christ doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. So, have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I may visit with you on Friday. I haven't decided. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360, KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site.
I'm excited to announce our Christmas extravaganza is finally here. Get this season's flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. They won't last long, so get them while you can. Our famous My Slippers, they haven't been on sale for over a year. Regularly $119.98, now only $59.98. Our six-piece towel sets are back in stock with extremely limited quantities, only $29.98. With hundreds of MyPillow products, there's something for everyone on your Christmas list. Bathrobes, duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com. And use promo code KHNC to save on all MyPillow products. For example, flannel sheets for as low as $59.98 or our six-piece towel sets, just $29.98. But that's not all. I'm extending our 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st of 2025. Plus, all orders over $75 or more ship absolutely free.